advocacy, community, education, resources, rewards. Learn more at thervadvisor.com.
This is the RV Advisor Podcast with your host, Tom Alexander. Get all the latest information, trends, advice from experts, stories from the road, and more in the world of recreational vehicles. Now, here's Tom.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. We've got a guest joining us today from Chill and Reel. Now, this is really, really interesting because, you know, there's an old saying, necessity is the mother of invention, right? And this product, I think, was built out of necessity. I'm going to leave it there. It was built out of necessity. All right. Our guest is Jake Rutledge. Jake is from Sand Springs, Oklahoma. And Jake, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Sand Springs, where is Sand Springs near? Is it near Oklahoma City? Is it near? Where is it near?
We are about 15 miles west of Tulsa.
Of Tulsa. Okay.
Yes. I actually live on Keystone Lake right outside of Sand Springs.
Got it. Okay. And this first time I'm hearing of Sand Springs, but that's great. Sounds like a great place to live. And is that where Chill and Reel is, or are they somewhere else?
We're here.
That's it. Okay. All right.
We are actually produced in Tulsa and assembled in a little town called Claremore, mm-hmm. right just north of Tulsa.
Yeah.
And we try to do everything in the United States.
Great. Well, listen, this when I saw this for the first time, it was one of those things where it's like an aha moment. You look at it and it's like, okay, I totally get that. That makes complete sense. And I think our viewers will, and our people just listening on the audio only version, will explain it to them and they'll get it too. Believe me, this is a really cool product and a great idea. And did you think, first, before we show it and tell you about it, did you think of this idea on your own? Was this something that you just thought of, or was it, did it's kind of, was it born out of a conversation with somebody, or how did it emerge?
Okay. I'll give you the whole story, the quick version.
Yeah, sure.
Me and my family were on vacation in Destin, Florida with a bunch of people from our town.
Uh-huh.
Me and a couple of buddies were out in the water and we were drinking a beer, having a good time, just visiting. Well, fish kept coming up and biting our legs. And I was like, man, I'm going to catch those fish. And they said, there's thousands of people out here. If you come out with a rod, you are going to upset everybody. And I said, hold on, watch this. Well, I went and got some line and tied it onto the bottom of my koozie and would just wrap it around my drink. And I would pull out the slack and throw out the line, catch a fish and reel it in around my koozie. And the only problem was I kept spilling my beer. And you know, I don't want to spill my beer. That's not what this is for. You know, it's fun, but I want to keep my beer cold too.
Right.
And not have it all over me. So I did this for a couple of years when we were down there on vacation. We go down there every year. And I went down with my dad one time and he said, man, you ought to try to figure out a way to make this where you don't spill your beer. And, you know, and I said, I think I'm going to try. And I said, but a patent's so expensive. And he goes, I'll tell you what. He said, if you invent it, I'll cover the patent. And I was like, okay. So I went home and started working on this idea and tried to figure out everything I needed to do. And I actually, this was through R&D. This is what we came up with as the best model and the least expensive model so we could sell it for a lower cost, mm-hmm. and everyone could enjoy it.
Well, let's unveil it because let's take a look at it right now. Now there's the bottle. That's just a typical drinking, just a typical bottle we're looking at and of water. There it is. It says right on there, Chill and Reel. And it's for those folks just listening, it's on a drink holder. And you've got, there it is, you've got a reel, a fishing line reel, and you,
it's
you
a, crank it's a it hand line reel.
It's a what?
A hand line. It hand doesn't reel. Have a yeah, it doesn't have a crank on it. You just are wrapping it around the spool, kind of like the old yo-yos.
Oh, got it. Okay, that makes sense. All right, so there you go, a hand line reel. And now what you're able to do is you drink your without spilling it, you drink your drink, and then you can reel the in the big one with the hand line reel. That is the coolest damn thing I've ever. It's really great, man. And so it's a two for one. I mean, you get to still drink your beer or whatever your favorite beverage is, and it fits right in there. And then while reeling in a fish, I mean, come on.
See, the thing about it was when you're out in the water, I mean, that's why I came up with it. I'm out in the water, just wading around, drinking my beer, and you're seeing all these fish. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's not for the serious fisherman. You're not going to reel in a marlin with it, that's for sure. But when you're out there, and if you go out to fish, you're fishing. If you go out there to drink a beer and hang out, you're drinking a beer and hanging out. This allows you to do both at the same time.
There you go. And
it comes with 50 feet of line on it, hook and sinker bagged up on the inside, and your own chill and reel koozie.
There you go. Well, it may not get you into the Fishing Hall of Fame in Fort Lauderdale, but what it will do is it'll give you hours and hours of fun. And that's kind of all that matters, right, Jake? I mean, that's really what it's all about.
That's in reality, that's what we're selling. We're selling fun.
You're selling fun. And boy, that is absolutely fantastic. We're going to learn more about it and tell folks where they can get it. And whatever they want to know about the Chillin' Reel. Jake Rutledge is my guest. He's from Sand Springs, Oklahoma. And the Chillin' Reel folks have these fantastic items that you got to see to believe and use to enjoy. I'll put it that way. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Jake. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. Stay tuned.
The RV Advisor was created for you to protect your rights as an RV enthusiast and arm you with the knowledge to navigate the complex RV industry. There's strength in numbers, and that's why we've built a nationwide network of RV owners, empowering you with the advice you can trust at RVAdvisor.com.
We are back on the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. My guest is Jake Rutledge. He's from Sand Springs, Oklahoma, and the creator, the inventor, the purveyor of, there it is, the Chillin' Reel. And, I'm looking at that one, Jake, and that's my favorite color, blue. But you told me that you got it in eight other colors besides blue, right?
So correct. Yeah, we've got black and white, we have crimson and red, we have orange, camo, purple. Let me see, am I missing one? And pink.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we've got a lot of colors to choose from. You have another color there available to show us?
There's the orange.
Oh, there's the orange one. All right, great. Very cool. And that's how they arrive, right? Kind of in that packaging, just to kind of...
Just a shrink wrap package. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stay on the other side there.
Well, that's a company. I just keep these on my desk. That was a company that we did some dual advertising with.
Okay, I see. Okay, very cool. All right, yeah. So, and what's the price point on an item like this?
Right now, they sell for $12.95 online, and that's at our website or on Amazon. Our website is chillinreel.com. That's chillinreel.com.
There you go, Chillin' Reel. Chillin' Reel. Forget the I and the G. It's just chillinreel.com, and that'll get you to where you need to go to purchase your own Chillin' Reel, the handline fishing reel. And of course, it's attached to your typical kind of coolie kind of thing, you know, you something that holds your keeps your drink cool. And yeah, we've all seen those. We've all had those at tailgates or whatever, you know, going fishing or doing whatever you know. They're great little items, but of course now it's outfitted with this hand line fishing reel.
Now they are all injection molded, and so the reel is actually a single piece along with the hard outer shell, so they won't break. And we've caught fish on them. Our record right now is a 36 inch steelhead that weighed 20 pounds. Huh. Now with that, the guy did change out the line and put heavier line on it. They come with 8 pound test. And the reason we do that is because the 8 pound test won't cut your hand when you jerk. And when you're fighting a fish, anything bigger than that, you know, you've got to, you know, wear a glove, we recommend, or you have to learn how to use your koozie like a rod, or your chilling reel like a rod, where you can fight him and then reel and fight him and reel. And now the biggest ones I've caught a 16 pound blue cat on it, but I had 50 pound braid on it. And then I also caught a 3 foot hammerhead shark down in the Florida Keys this last May.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's crazy. So yeah, this, you just never know what'll swim by and attach itself to one of these things. That's pretty cool. So so $12.95. Now let me ask you this. This thing is really kind of gained some serious popularity. You told me in the break that you've moved over 100,000 of these?
100,000 in the last 12 months.
Wow, that is fantastic. 100,000. So there's a lot of people who love fishing. Obviously are out there. There's we've got, you know, millions of fishermen out there in fisher persons in the U.S. loving it. And so now here you go. This is the perfect little, you know, it's never too early to promote for the holidays, right? You know,
stocking stuffer of the year right here.
Right there, man. The stocking stuffer of the year. I love it. If you've got a sportsman in your family, someone who really loves sports, and maybe it's you, get one of these. This is great. So it's chillinreel.com, and it is the handline fishing reel. Let me ask you this. How long does it take to kind of get these things assembled? Like when the orders come in, do you have a bunch in stock, or do you wait till a bunch of orders come in, or how does that work exactly?
We usually carry about 25,000 units in stock. And once we start getting below 15,000, we bump it up again. My manufacturer in Tulsa, he can produce about 100,000 units a month.
Wow.
And so I go over every week once he starts producing them and pick up what he's got. I deliver them over to the lady that puts them all together. Yeah. And her little company puts everything together. And then I make the trip again the next week and pick up what she had got done. So in 5 weeks, we can pull about 100,000 units right now.
Gotcha.
And if we end up getting more molds where we can produce more, that the lady has told me that she'll hire more people and they'll be able to keep up.
Man, that's great. This product, I guess the thing that surprised me most, I mean, I'm assuming, and did you allude to later that there, or earlier that there was there's a patent on this or a patent pending? Or
No, I have a utility patent on it.
You.
And we're pretty solid with that. And we're pretty excited about that because they take a long time to get. It took me 2.5 years to get that patent.
Wow. You know, it's amazing how long it takes to get a patent. We've had folks on the show over the last couple of years, you know, and some of them have, like yourself, have created some kind of a product that we've not seen before. And they had to wait, like you said, they had to wait on the patents to happen. And it is a process, and it can be a little bit of a grueling process to kind of, yeah. Right? I know it takes a while, and it's not the cheapest thing on earth either, is it?
No. Yeah. No, mine ended up costing about $20,000 after all was said and done. And I talked to a friend of mine who has about 50 patents, and he told me what they should cost. I went to an attorney. The attorney told me what it should, that it should be right around that same ballpark. And that's what we take as a retainer. Well, once they got the retainer, they've got you hooked. I wrote him a check for $6,000. And about 2 months later, he said, we need another $2,000. And then a year later, we need another $3,000. And it was just bam, bam. And when it was all said and done, we were about 20,000 deep.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot. And before you were Jake Rutledge, inventor, creator, entrepreneur, what did you do before that?
Well, and I actually still do it. I'm a fireman in the city of Tulsa.
Are you really?
So, wow. Yes. Wow. So I work every third day. I'm at the fire station. We work 24-on-48-hour shift, where we work 24, we're off 48, and then we're back the fourth day. And I've done that for 21 and a half years right now. And hopefully this is a good retirement company. So when I retire, I can just step in and still make a living doing this.
Good for you. That's great. I know us regular mortals take our hats off to you guys in that kind of a service, fire, police, first responders. I'm just amazed and grateful for people like yourself that do that kind of work. It's dangerous. And I know you always have to stay on top of the latest technology, firefighting techniques, everything there is to learn. It's a lot, I know. So thank you. This has been great. I got to tell you, it's really one of the best inventions I've seen and ideas, just fun. It even has a sort of tongue-in-cheek humor to it, which I love. But at the same time, it's really practical. And I know a lot of people are going to really, really like this product. It's the Chillin' Reel. You can go to chillinreel.com. That's C-H-I-L-L-N. There we go. C-H-I-L-L-N.com. Reel.com. R-E-E-L. Reel.com. So there you go. Very cool stuff. It's $12.95. That's all it is. Just $12.95. And you get one, and in 9 different colors, ladies and gentlemen. So that's pretty darn cool. Jake Rutledge, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join us. Love to have you back again.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. When you sell the next 100,000, we'll have some kind of celebration here on the show.
That'd be great. I'd love to come back.
Love to have you. Jake Rutledge from Chillin' Reel, and he spoke to us today from Sand Springs, Oklahoma. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. Back in just a moment.
Buying an RV is an exciting moment, like buying a new house. You should inspect the RV and the contracts thoroughly. You may not know what to look for, and that's where the RV Advisor comes in. GG and her experts are here for you at rvadvisor.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. Of course, I am joined by our guest coordinator, Neve Carey-Zacco. Hey, Neve.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm well, thanks. And I know that we've obviously... been plugging along here for weeks and weeks, and our guests are really the backbone, the lifeblood, if you will, of the show. We have so many wonderful guests, And, you know, a few of them have come back for repeat appearances, right? And I know that we're going to have a couple regulars. Well, I shouldn't say regulars, but a couple of folks that joined us from way back making another.
Yes. Right? Yeah, we had kind of an influx there a few months ago of, you know, people that we originally had on the podcast that have come out with books and are on the road again and all sorts of new fun stuff going on in their lives on the road. And since our followers in previous podcasts, yes, have seen that, a few have reached out to us to let us know that they are in different places, they have different news and stories and things that they feel would be fun for our listeners and followers to hear about. So, yeah, we are working really hard on some scheduling for those great, great people over the next few weeks and months. So, yeah, stay tuned to hear some familiar voices and see some familiar faces. And I'm really looking forward to seeing, especially there's a few there that have, you know, really big families on the road with them and working. And there was one that was expecting, there was one expecting twins. There was one bringing out a book. There was one bringing out their own RV accessory line. So yeah, I'm excited to see where they've all got to since we've last spoken to them. So it would be wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. There are additional chapters, if you will, to these ongoing stories. So
yes,
we're eager to hear those new chapters and see our friends again. So that's great. Well, Neve, thank you for joining us. And of course, we'll see everybody on Friday with a brand new show. For Neve Carrizacco, I'm Tom Alexander. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.